Sherman and Dingle in the morning.
We have a special guest actually joining us right now. He is the senior general manager of the Fox Valley Mall. His name is Scott Sampson. Hey, Scott, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for inviting me on your show.
Now, we're glad that you're here for a correction from yesterday, a segment we did yesterday. You're here to tell us the Fox Valley Mall is not going out of business or being torn down. You're just being redeveloped.
What's happening exactly?
That's right. Yeah, I guess you can't believe everything you read on social media, right?
Right.
We are. We're actually like Hawthorne, who's a sister mall here in our company, Centennial. We're actually taking, almost 50-year-old super regional shopping mall that's generations have grown up out in the Naperville, Aurora area with and transforming it, kind of what shopping centers need to do today to remain relevant and blending in more experiential uses, taking where we used to have a Sears and a Carson's and replacing those with green spaces, cafes, and luxury apartment communities, senior living, health clubs, grocery stores, basically taking a big shopping mall surrounded by a sea of parking lots and transforming it into just a mall-based total 24/7 live-work-play community. And it's pretty exciting. I think at the cutting edge where shopping malls need to go these days.
What are some of the old mall classics that will still be standing?
You'll still be able to come out for the food court, right?
Yeah.
Ride the double-decker carousel. Macy's is here, Penny's is here, in the foundation of, the national brand stores that everybody's, comes out for, shops for, whether it be, American Eagle, Victoria's Secret, Hollister, all of those are here and they're renovating. At the same time, because, malls built in this era could have, 130, 140 spaces, we had the opportunity to really, really cultivate a growing program of local entrepreneurs and uses and kind of fresh experiences that you won't find in any other shopping center. So it's kind of the best of the national tenants as well as local uses and retailers, and we're going to be adding restaurants and like I said, a lot more green space. The real estate is still great.
I didn't realize that
the market state. Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that you it was the same company. Didn't you say Hawthorne at the beginning? It was the same.
That's right.
Yeah, because
that's right. With Hawthorne's, you're familiar with that, right?
Yeah, I was there. That's the one that's in Libertyville. I was there a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, holy cow! All of these residential areas that looked like luxury condominiums and apartments.
Right. That's what we're building here at Fox Valley. We opened phase one last year, and they're already leased up. Top of the market. They are luxury. In fact, we're well underway to building phase two on the site where the Carson's parking lot was. The 4-5 stories, and we're even going to take that up in terms of the more top of the market in terms of luxury amenities. And it's really done well because people enjoy living adjacent to a shopping center, to all that the mall offers, and being part of this growing community that we're creating here. It's a pretty exciting time, actually.
Well, Scott, I'm excited because I raised my daughters at Fox Valley Mall, and I'm glad that it's still there.
Well, good, good, good. I thought I recognized. I saw you out here with your daughters.
Oh, you did me. I'm the guy who wears cutoff jean shorts and cowboy boots.
Yeah, it looks fantastic.
Yeah, me too.
Well,
it's great, and we're really, really thrilled that we can create these, family experiences for generations to come. That's how you stay relevant. I mean, radio wasn't the same when you started, right?
Right.
No, everything changes. It always morphs into different things. And well, it's good to hear that you guys are not going anywhere. The Fox Valley Mall not going out of business, not being torn down. Scott Sampson, Senior General Manager of Fox Valley. Thanks so much for coming on.
Before I hang up, I just want to invite you out for Thirsty Thursday in our new center park. We have Captain Bill.
Hell yes!
Rolling liquor license.
Yeah, now we're talking, Scott.
Look at that. You got
Sampson bringing the heat.
Thirsty Thursday. Come on out anytime.
See, now we're all in. All in. Well, thank you, Scott.
Have a good day.
Janice's ears perked up immediately. Liquor license.
Also, I think it's pretty cool the thought that, you can live in a nice condo right there when you have to bop down to Macy's and pick something up. It's not a big deal. You just head downstairs. I love that. Convenience is everything. Way to go, Fox Valley Mall.
And alcohol.
Literally. You had me at alcohol, but yeah, absolutely. Well,
The Sherman and Tingle Show. Mornings on 97.1 FM, The Drive, Chicago's classic rock.